Chaplains from the Billy Graham Rapid Response Team have been busy sharing the hope of Jesus with people in crisis. They're currently ministering to people in areas of Texas that have been devastated by flooding.
San Marcos, Texas, or Hays County, Texas, where they had catastrophic flooding, a lot of rain in Texas. And so we've been there. This is our fourth week, and we've had at least 10 chaplains on the ground every week, fresh chaplains, and that continues now.
That's Al New, Manager of Operations and Deployments for the Rapid Response Team. So far this year, the team has had 9 deployments to areas dealing with natural or man-made disasters. More than 6,500 folks have been prayed for, and at least 185 people have made first-time decisions for Christ. Al adds that the Rapid Response Team is now helping on a new front.
We have a new team that we call the Strategic Chaplain Ministry, and this has been set up to go into civil unrest. So we spent 10 days in Baltimore during the civil unrest and the rioting that was taking place there. Ferguson was actually our first deployment to civil unrest, and it will continue on in the future as we moved into Baltimore, and now we wait to see where we go next.
In addition to highly trained chaplains, the Rapid Response Team brought in its mobile ministry vehicle to Baltimore. That's a 40-foot truck that can expand into a rest or conference center. When it rolls into an area in trouble, it's a real bringer of hope. Al says,
it's become a place where people see the Billy Graham name on it, and they just want to come in and be prayed for. They're hurting, they come in, and then we use it for a respite for first responders, police, firefighters. We just never know how it's going to be used, but we will move it as close to the perimeter of the disaster if we can.
Al New saw the effectiveness of the Mobile Ministry Center firsthand when one day in Baltimore.
One particular day, we just opened the door on our new ministry, a mobile center, and in walks 3 people just to see what the truck was all about. And before they left, all 3 had given their lives to Christ.
The differences between ministering at a natural disaster site and a scene of civil unrest can be profound. And the new thrust of the Rapid Response Team's efforts takes that into full account.
Well, in natural disasters, the storm's over, and we're there to help people get through it and the cleanup and emotional, spiritual care. Civil unrest, they're still living through that storm while we're there. And that storm continues even after we're gone. We just try to give them hope through Jesus Christ and get them through the trying times while we're there and make a difference.
Mm-hmm. Al says you can be a help to the Rapid Response Team by remembering the ministry in your prayers.
We're just one phone call away from going anywhere. And, of course, all of us, we keep our bags packed, literally. They stay in our vehicles outside, and when the call comes, we go. So what we'd really like is everybody be praying for the Rapid Response Team. God's taken us to a new level. We don't know what the next step is. He does. But we just want to be sure that we're trained and ready for that next level.
If you'd like to learn more about or be part of the Rapid Response Team, go to the top of this page and click on What We Do, then look for Rapid Response Team. I'm Mike McLean.